You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Content warning to our listeners. The next story deals with sexual assault. Something remarkable happened in Austin of last year. After years of news reports on untested sexual assault evidence collection kits gathering dust in police evidence rooms and cases lingering on forever unsolved, three women launched a class action lawsuit against the city, Travis County, and several local officials. The women argued authorities had failed to adequately investigate and prosecute their sexual assaults, and that failure was a form of gender-based discrimination, as the lawsuit states. Female victims of sexual assault in Austin and Travis County have been denied equal access to justice and equal protection of the law. That case started with three named plaintiffs, and attorneys say the class action includes thousands of women sexually assaulted in the Austin region. Julianne Nitsch is one of those three original plaintiffs. Julie, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your day and sharing your story with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for your courage as well. You were the victim of an assault. Now you're part of this lawsuit alleging Central Texas authorities, a police department, sheriff's department, past and present leaders there, failed you in investigating this crime. Could you tell us about what you experienced when it came to your treatment by police and how that ultimately led to the lawsuit?
Well, in my case, the police had to enter my home with guns because my roommate was restrained in her room. We were told when we called 911 to just stay where we were. So they broke down the door and entered the apartment. The first round of questioning was, where were you? What were you wearing? Why did you walk home? They asked me why I lived in such a bad neighborhood. I don't even know where they were getting with that. They weren't really very quick about getting a statement from me or anything. It was just, who did this? If you don't know who did it, then there's really not much we can do for you. If something comes back in 6 to 8 months, we'll give you a call.
Did you feel that your story was not being taken seriously?
I felt like I was an inconvenience. And the more I speak to other survivors, and it's very similar to my own. You're an inconvenience. They're angry that they have to be there. And that's from the first interaction you have with the police officer that comes and responds all the way up to the district attorney's offices.
Was evidence collected at the scene?
No, and that's what was upsetting. My roommate's door was tied to the bathroom door. But they didn't fingerprint the door that he pried open to break in. I think there was a tool or something that they said he used. They didn't take that because it was still outside. They didn't photograph anything. They didn't try to collect any evidence except if there was evidence on my body. But they also told me if I didn't know who did it, then there was really not anything they could do for me.
So did they use one of these so-called rape kits, the sexual assault evidence collection kits?
Yes, I went to the hospital and did a rape kit. But what we know about the rape kits is once they're tested, they still have to be run through CODIS, which is the DNA database for, you know, federal. So what happens, and what I've been screaming for years and years, is the only way rapists can get caught is if he's already been caught. Mm-hmm. But no one will investigate a rape and try to catch him the first time. Most rapists are repeat offenders. About 80% of them will come back on multiple rapes. So what we have not only in Travis County, but across the nation, is this culture of a system where men can continually sexually assault women over and over again. They're never caught the first time. They'll never be caught the second time.
Was there any way to turn up the heat on the detective?
It shouldn't be your job, first of all. Like, I was told to ask my neighbors if they saw anything. They wouldn't even ask my neighbors. I have a friend who I met through this work who was raped in December, and she was told the same thing, so go and ask her neighbors if they heard her screaming. That's humiliating. You shouldn't be having to investigate a crime that was committed against you, especially a crime as heinous as sexual assault and rape. You shouldn't have to call and beg your detective repeatedly and ask him to please do his job.
And yet now that's sort of the position that you're left in. You have to reach out to the courts. You have to get in touch with a lawyer. And now there is this case. Elizabeth Myers is an attorney with Thompson and Knight. Their primary offices are in Dallas, but Ms. Myers is out of the Austin office. How did this case come to your attention?
The way the case came to our attention was these were survivors who had already tried everything. Mm-hmm. And there was no avenue for justice because their cases were declined.
The important aspect of this, from a legal standpoint, at least it strikes me, is that we're dealing with this as a case of discrimination.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit more about the theory here that women are not treated equally when it comes to the investigation of their criminal reports.
So that it's based both on statistical data that's been around for decades, but also the experiences of our plaintiffs and the hundreds of women who have now contacted us. Sexual assault is a crime that is perpetrated against women, overwhelmingly. But the crime is also treated differently from any other crime. And it's because it happens to women. In Travis County, for instance, the prosecution rate for sexual assault, at least based on the data we were able to find, is less than 1%.
As you know, police come back and say, look, our hands are virtually tied. We don't have the resources we need. And this is a crime of extreme intimacy. And it's hard to get to know what the facts are so that we can put this case together in many instances.
First, it doesn't matter if it's hard. It's a violent crime that's being perpetrated against women. You know, local officials have to prioritize where they put their resources. One solution would be to shift their priorities. They're prosecuting theft and they're prosecuting drug possession at rates that are significantly higher than sexual assault. Aggravated assault gets prosecuted. Sexual assault doesn't. My other response is, in every criminal trial, the defendant is going to put on a defense.
Sure.
If that defendant takes the stand.
Right.
If the defendant takes the stand for a robbery, for instance, he or she is going to say, no, I had permission, or it didn't happen that way, or no, you've got the facts wrong. And you collect evidence and you put the victim on the stand.
That's where that argument should be happening in the courtroom.
Absolutely. It shouldn't be law enforcement or the prosecutor saying, a jury won't understand this.
You've both been very generous with your time. I have to ask, I think, what a lot of listeners are asking, and that is, why now? Why has it taken so long to take this approach and to have this class action?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that survivors and advocates in Travis County in particular have been sounding the alarm, and they've been taking care of themselves for decades. And the one thing that that group cannot do on its own is prosecute cases. They need law enforcement to investigate cases, and they need the DA to prosecute.
This is a story that we're going to continue to follow. Elizabeth Myers is the person we've just been speaking with. She's with Thompson & Knight. She's out of the Austin office. Julianne Nitsch is an Austin resident and a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against Austin and Travis County authorities over their handling of sexual assault cases. Now moving forward, Julie, thanks so much for speaking with us. Elizabeth, you too. We certainly do appreciate your candor and your insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for helping spread our story.
Yeah, thank you for covering it.